Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel. We're holding on the very top of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Le'ili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi, Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alav Shalom, and for Shlema for Fega Peril Bas Tavar Rivka. It's also sponsored by Matthew Ostreicher in memory of his father, Menachem Avron Ben Moshe Ben Yamin, Alav Shalom, who sadly passed away this week. It's also sponsored anonymously, Le'ili Nishmas, Sarafreda Bas Avram Aryeh Zichron Alavracha, whose second yard site is Gimel Adar. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose yard site was yesterday. It's also sponsored, commemorating the yard site of Harav Yechiel Tzvi Eckstein by his brother Beryl, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first, we're going to finish off a discussion that we began yesterday. We started to talk about yesterday how many different shitos are there, how many different Tanayim are there that hold of the idea that that even if we said that both Rabbi Yochum and Baruch and Rabbi Nechemya hold that even if the owner becomes Tamei after the Zrikas Adam, so once it had a Zrikas Adam, the Basar was already Kasher, and then the owner becomes Tamei, you could still burn the carbon immediately. You don't have to wait overnight. You don't have to wait till it becomes Iber Tzura, till it waits overnight. So we're going to have a third opinion that we're going to suggest agrees with that as well, that even if the owner became Tamei after the Zrikas Adam, you can still burn it right away. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about when to burn bones and sinews and meat that are nosar. And the Gemara is going to record Rabbi Yitzchak Shita that bones that have marrow in them are treated like nosar itself. They're treated like the meat itself, and we're going to have one raya to that and one kasha on that. And then Rav is going to be mechadesh that all sinews are considered to be meat except for the ones of the neck, except for the sinews of the neck. And the Gemara is going to challenge that from a Mishnah, and we're going to have three ways to defend that statement of Rav. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, our Mishnah is going to tell us that you're not allowed to burn Nosar on Yontif. Well, why is it that you're not allowed to burn Nosar on Yontif? Don't we have a klal of Asei Docha Lo Sasei? So granted, it's also to do Malacha on Yontif, but there is a mitzvah Sasei to burn Nosar. So why don't we say that the mitzvah Sasei of burning Nosar is Docha the Lo Sasei of Malacha on Yontif? So we're going to have four answers to that question. So let's begin again at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabba Mosif Af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabba says that in addition to the Tanayim that we mentioned yesterday, in addition to the fact that Rabbi Yochum Mabroka and Rabbi Nechemya hold that if the owner of the carbon becomes Tameh after the Zrika, we could still burn the carbon immediately. Rabbi Yossi Aglili also holds that if the carbon becomes a pasul with the psul bailim, like the owner becoming tamei, you could burn it right away. You don't need to wait for Iber Tzura. Where do we see Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds this? Titania, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kola Inyan Kulo, Eino Medaber Abu Parman and Sravim, Vasir Man and Sravim, Lisra Psuleina, Beshabira, Lite Losa Seel Achilasan. That the whole pasuk that talks about, that whole pasuk is talking about a chatas achitzona where you brought the dam lifnim. So, he's not talking about a chatas achitzona where you brought the dam lifnim. Rather, it's talking about the parman esrafim and the nesir manesrafim, which means a chatas hapnimis where you're supposed to be zorik the dam in the heichal. And it's telling us that if they became pasul, then you should burn the pasul of carbon by the base of Migdash, not like other parmusirim that you could burn in chutz l'shalosh machanos. V'liten lo sase alechilasan, and it's telling me that these parmusirim and esrafim you violate a lo sase if you eat them. So Amalo the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, yeah, it's talking about the chatos hapinimios chatos nichlas dama lefnai v'lefnim minayin. How do I know that a chatos hachitzona that you bring the dam lefnim that it's going to become pasul? So Amar Lahan, so Rabbi Yossi said back to them, I know that from the pasuk by the Chatas of Aaron, when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, what's going on? Why did you burn it right away? Why? What happened over here? Hein lo huva es doma el hakodesh penima. That Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, the dam of the Chatas didn't go el hakodesh, and also penima, it was a penima, it didn't go outside, so why did you burn it? So what do you see from Moshe Rabbeinu's comment? Mechlal di inafik ihi inami ayul doma bisreifa. that if the chatos would have been yotze l'chutz, or its dam would have been nichnas lifnim, the halacha would have been that you had to burn it. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that we learn from the chatos of Aaron for all future generations that any chatos chitzona, that you bring the dam into the kodesh, the halacha is it would get burnt right away. Now the chatos Aaron, how do I know? Because chatos Aaron was burnt right away. Aaron HaKohen didn't wait for Ibur Tzura, so it must be that by any chatos chitzona, the halacha would be the same. Now wait a second, what's the psul over here? The psul was a psul in the dam. A psul in the dam is most similar to a psul in the bailim. It's not like a psul in the karban itself, and nevertheless we don't wait for Ibur Tzura. So why did we bring Rabbi Yosef Glili? We're trying to show that there's another shita that holds that when there's a psul not in the gufa karban, you burn it right away, even though the psul happened after Zrika. So over here also, the psul in the dam is not in the gufa karban, and you still see that you burn it right away. So that's the raya. So says Marav Rabbi Yochanan Savar damu basar chadamilsihi ubayl milsachriti. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that's not a raya at all. From Rabbi Yosef, you only see that if there's a psul in the dam that you burn it right away. We're trying to prove that if there's a psul in the bailim, that the bailim becomes tameh. You could argue that the dam is part of the karban, that it's most similar to the basar and not most similar to a psul in the bailim. So that's not a raya at all. Tosos raises the question, how could you say that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? We said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that even when the bailim becomes tameh after the zriko, it wasn't that the whole kunz, that even if the bailim becomes tameh after the zriko, where the karban had a shas hechsher, that even then you would burn it right away. From Rabbi Yosef Glili, you can't prove that. That all you could prove is that if the bailim became tameh before the zriko, you'd burn it right away. Because he's talking about the dam of the chatas chitzona that was nichnas lefnim. That obviously has to happen before the zrika. What do you mean the dam is nichnas lefnim? The dam before the zrika was nichnas lefnim. So even if it before the Gemara's answer that the dam is most similar to the basar, even if you assume a psul in the dam is just like a psul in the bailim, it's not proving what we set out to prove. We're trying to prove that after the zrika, that if the psul happened after the zrika, you'd burn it right away. And the case we're bringing is a psul that happens before the zrika. So Tosa suggests that from Rabbi Yochanan, you see that there's no chilik between kodem zrika la'achar zrika, because he holds that the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah is both kodem zrika and achar zrika, and Rabbah agrees with that, and therefore he explains that Rabbi Yossi is going like Rabbi Yochanan Broka because he's not mechalik between kodem zrika and la'achar zrika. We're just trying to say that there is no difference, that if there's a psul, you could burn it right away, and you don't have to wait for Ibur Tzura. Okay, so now new sugya. Says the Mishnah, hatsamos vagidin vanoser, if you have bones of a carbon pesach that have marrow in them, marrow as a din of basar, as a din of meat, so you have bones that have meat of a carbon pesach inside of them, or you have gidin, or you have noser, you have leftover meat that you just didn't eat, so the halach is all of these things yisrafu b'shisha asar. You do not burn on the first morning of pesach because you're not allowed to burn noser on yom tov, so you have to wait till the first day of chol hamoed, till the second morning of pesach. Chal shisha asar lios b'shabbos, if the second day of pesach happens to fall out on Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach fell out on Friday, so Shisha Asar fell out, I'm sorry, where the first day of Pesach fell out on Friday, so the first day of Chol HaMoed was Shabbos, so then Yisrafu B'Shiva Asar, then you have to wait for the second day of Chol HaMoed, you'll have to wait till the 17th day of Nisan, Lefi Shein Dochen, Lo Asar Shabbos, Lo Asar Yom Tov, because the mitzvah of burning Nosar is not going to be Dochen Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just to be clear what the Mishnah is saying over here, the Mishnah is telling us that you're not allowed to burn Nosar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it didn't just say Nosar, it said Atzamos and Gidin as well. And the Mishnah is making an assumption that Atzamos and Gidin are always going to be Nosar. That they have somehow, they have the status of Basar, but they can't be eaten, so they're always destined to become Nosar. There will always be burning of Atzamos and Gidin. Now, as far as Basar, so if you don't eat it in time, so Basar will become Nosar. But all three of those, regular Basar that's Nosar and Atzamos and Gidin, which are always going to become Nosar, cannot be burnt on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, if the first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you're going to have to wait till the second day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbeinu Chananel says, first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. That can't happen. If the Pesach falls falls out on Erev Shabbos, that's against the rules. Pesach cannot fall out. The first day of Pesach cannot fall out on a Monday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday, because Lo Adu Rosh, and that's just the way it works out in the calendar. That if Lo Adu Rosh, then Pesach can't be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So says Rabbi Chanan, must mean that no, Lu Yitzir, if it ever did happen, but not that it can, it can't, it never would, but the halacha would be that that the Sreifa is not going to be Docha Shabbos either, and you would push it back 2 days. So it's an interesting horror. Rabbi Chanan seems to be assuming it could never, ever happen, meaning even when they were Mekadesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah, you would imagine all these rules are for us, but you know, when we set up a calendar, where we could set it up however we want, L'dorei Doros, so then we could set it up, the Lo Adu Rosh, and you could set it up, the Pesach is not going to fall on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. But when they're Mekadesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah, it's whatever the Eidim said, so Rabbi Chanan understands apparently not that way. Now, why does the Tosiyantav points out, why does the Mishnah have to be Mekadesh that if Shisha Asr B'Nisan falls on a Shabbos, so you then push it off to the second day of Chol HaMoed L'chor, that's a Davar Pashut, that if you cannot burn the Nosar on Yom Tov, obviously you're not going to be allowed to burn the Nosar on Shabbos. So Tosiyantav points out that no, I would have thought that you can't be Docha Shnei Yom, you can't be Docha the mitzvah of burning the Nosar for 2 days. That it's one thing, you're right, it's a Kal V'chomer, if it can't be Docha Yom Tov, it can't be Docha Shabbos, but by not being Docha Yom Tov, you're only making a 1 day delay. By not being Docha Shabbos, you're making a 2 day delay. I would think that you're not allowed to do. The Malava Roim has a fascinating question. He raises a question, why does the Mishnah have to say Nosar? The Atzamos and Gidim are burnt because they are Nosar. The whole idea of the Atzamos and Gidim in our Mishnah is that they always become Nosar. They're Omid Mitchila to become Nosar. Why are they Omid Mitchila to become? What's the issue with the Atzamos? The Atzamos have Moach in them. Elamai, there's a din. By Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. How are you going to get them off? You can't. So there's always going to be meat in there that's going to become Nosar. So the whole reason you're not allowed to burn the Atzamos and the Gidim is that they be, by definition, they are Nosar. So why does the Mishnah have to then say Nosar itself? So the Malach Ram suggests, if the Mishnah only would have mentioned Atzamos and Gidim, that you're not allowed to burn Atzamos and Gidim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I would have thought that Sreifas Nosar is actually Docha Shabbos, because that's a mitzvah semen Torah. It's only by the Atzamos, where there's not a mitzvah mitzad Atzma, it's only because of the Moach Shabbatocha, or the Sreifas Gidim, which are only Yasser Ba'achila Midrabanan, I would think that would not be Docha Shabbos, but the Nosar, where there's a really strong mitzvah d'oraisa to burn it, I would have thought that is Docha Shabbos. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Mari Baravu, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Katzamos Kachim Shashim Shu Nosar. Let's say you have bones of karbanos that have moach in them, they have marrow in them, so they're servicing the Nosar, they're servicing this meat that is... They're protecting this meat that is inside of them. So mitame yaseyadayim, the halacha is just like there's a din that nosar is mitame yaseyadayim. These bones are also mitame yaseyadayim. Whenever we say anything is mitame yaseyadayim, obviously we're talking about a tumah midrabanan. On a daraisa level, a person is tame or a person is tar. There's no such thing as his hands becoming tame. So by saying mitame yaseyadayim, clearly we're talking about where do we have that? Back on daf yotes about mitame yaseyadayim when you're shachting and you hit a machat, so whatever. So metame yaseidaim always means a din midrabanan. So what's the din midrabanan over here? So we're going to see in a couple of days that they made a din midrabanan that all noser will make your hands tame, so that the kohanim will not be misatzel in eating the basar kachim. We don't want them to slack off and not eat the basar kachim. So we say it's very risky to make something noser because it's going to make you tame. And kohanim were always very nervous about tame, so that way we were mizaris them to eat the noser. So not only is the noser metame yaseyadayim, the basar that's mishamish the noser is also metame yaseyadayim. Why? Hal v'nasa basis l'davar aser. A familiar concept from Hilcha Shabbos, but here it is in Dinei Kachim, that the bone becomes a basis l'davar aser. Just like, it's the same basic concept. Just like in Hilchas Muktzah, right? If you have a flame, let's say, which is Muktzah, that's the Shabbos candles, and it's on a tray. So the tray supports the Leichter that has the flame in it, so it's supporting the muktzah, and it's there to be meshamesh, the muktzah item, so the tray itself becomes muktzah. Just like the flame is muktzah, the tray itself becomes muktzah. So whatever is meshamesh, something else, whatever is servicing something else, becomes like it. So the bones that are servicing that meat become like the meat. Now, That's really basal davarasa. The Gemara says by Shabbos that it's only if the non-muktz item is being mishamish the muktz item. If it's the other way around, you have a muktz item being mishamish the non-muktz item, then it's not, the non-muktz is not a basal davarasa. Basal means it's being mishamish. So name b'sayele will bring a raya to this idea that the bones that are mishamish the moach are metame seyadayim. Because we have a brisa, our Mishnah said, ha'atzamos ha'gidim ha'nosar, yisrafu l'shisha asar, that the atzamos ha'gidim and the nosar, you burn on the 16th day of Nisan. So hani atzamos, these bones that we're talking about in the Mishnah, that are, they're automatically going to have to be burnt. Hey chidami, ilim d'lasbu moach, if we're talking about bones that don't have any moach in them, so lama b'sreifa, why would you automatically have to burn them? Nishtinu, just throw them out. Meaning they don't become nosar, only meat becomes nosar. So if it's bones that don't have any meat, why would I assume that it's automatically going to become nosar and you're going to have to burn it? Elipshita disbu moach. It must be that these are bones that have moach in them, and that's why you're not allowed to throw them out. But you're not allowed to break them and get the moach out, so they're destined me'ikara to become nosar, and that's why you're going to have to burn them. So yeah, this makes a lot of sense if you assume that bones that are mishamish nosar are considered like nosar itself. That's why the bones are going to have to be burnt also. And therefore, it makes sense that they're metame yadayim like nosar. If they're going to have to be burnt just like the nosar is going to be burnt, the bones are going to have to be burnt just like the nosar is going to have to be burnt. So it makes a lot of sense that the bones are going to be metame siyadayim, just like nosar is metame yadayim. Eli'i amrit shimush nosar lav milsi. But if you say the fact that something is mishamish nosar is irrelevant to me, so lama lehu sreifa, why would I have to burn it? Nitbarinu, just break these bones now that the zman is over and there's no longer an isra of shvirat sasamos, v'nechzal moch tetu, and draw out all of the malach from inside of these bones, v'nisrafei, and then burn the bones, v'nishti, burn the meat, v'nishtinu l'tetu, and throw the bones aside. Why are we assuming you have to burn the bones? Elav shamina shimush nosar milsihi. Ah, so he must see from here is that shimush nosar is milsa, meaning that which is mishamish nosar becomes like nosar, and in this context we're saying it becomes like nosar in that you have to burn it. So we're saying that's therefore a raya that the same is true when it comes to tumasei adayim, that if it's like nosar in that you have to burn it, it's also like nosar in terms of tumasei adayim. Sami lo the olamei malach shimush nosar lav milsa. Maybe I could tell you shimush nosar does not make the bones like nosar. V'kasavar bo b'kasher v'afilu b'pasul. Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah could understands when the pasuk says etzem losishperu bo, that there's an isra of shviras etzem, that's not only by a carbon kasher, that's even by a carbon pasul, that even after it's already nifsal me'achila, after it's already nosar, you still can't break the bones open. I mean, what was the whole raya? That if shimush nosar was lav milsa, if the bones don't take on any extra status just because they're mishamish nosar, so wait till it becomes nosar, break the bones, because now the carbon's pasul anyway, burn the marrow and throw the bones out. No, maybe the issur of breaking bones continues after it becomes possible, and you don't have that eitzah, so then you have to you have no choice but to burn the bones. So says Marna, filu b'psul saltadaitach. You think really that even after it becomes possible, it's going to be an usher to break the bones? Vatanan avala mosir b'tahar v'ashover b'tamei enus avigas harboim. That if a person leaves over from the meat of the carbon pesach when the carbon is tahar, or he breaks the bones of a carbon that's tamei, he does not get malka. So apparently the issur of breaking bones only applies by a carbon that's kosher, not by a carbon that's pasul. We said you don't get malchus from breaking bones on a carbon that's pasul. So it says Marlo Kasha, that's not a stira. Kan Shaisalo Shasa Kosher. Our Mishnah is talking about a carbon that was once kosher, that was Roi La Achila, but then it became pasul afterwards because you left some of the meat over past the zman that you're allowed to eat it. So then there's Nisr Shira Setzem even after it became pasul. And that's why you have to burn the bones together with the moach. But Kan Shaloi Shalo Shasa Kosher. The Mishnah later on is talking about where there never was a Shasa Kosher. It became Pasul before it was ever Roy Lachila. The Basul became Tameh before he ever did his Rikas Adam, for example. So in such a case, there's no Isur Shvira Satsem ever. And therefore, if you break the bones, you're not going to be Loka. Uman Tana Deshanile Ben Shai Shalo Shasa Kosher Loloi Shalo Shasa Kosher. Who's the Tana that distinguishes between a case where you had a Shasa Kosher and you didn't? Rabbi Yaakov, we find that Rabbi Yaakov holds such a Shita. Ditanya ve'etzem l'sish bruvo. The Bryce darshan's the pasuk. You're not allowed to break a bone. Bow v'kasher v'lo b'pasul. That tells me you're not allowed to break a bone on a carbon that's kosher. But there's no issur of breaking a bone on a carbon that's pasul, says the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, but Rabbi Yaakov, and he's the one we're focused on over here. Ha'isal shasa kosher nifsal yesh b'misha v'nifsal. If it had a shasa kosher, then became pasul yesh b'misha m'shir esetzem. Then there's an issur of breaking bones in such a carbon. Lo ha'isal shasa kosher ain b'misha m'shir esetzem. But if it was never kosher to begin with, then there's no issur of breaking bones. Rabbi Shimon Omer echadzeh v'echadzeh. Whether it had a shasa kosher or not, now that it's pasul, there's no longer an isser of shviras etzem. So the Tosus points out over here in Dimur Maskel Rabbi that Rabbi Shimon is saying the same thing as the Tanakama, right? What's he adding? Tanakama had said that bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasul, and Rabbi Yaakov says no, it depends if it had a shasa kosher, didn't? And then Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't depend whether it had a shasa kosher or didn't. Echadzeh, there's no isser of shviras. So what's he saying any differently than the Tanna Kamma? So Tosfos says, yeah, Inachinami, there are Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about what the Tanna Kamma meant. That's all. He's not saying any different than the Tanna Kamma. They're arguing within the Shita of the Tanna Kamma. Just take a step back for a second. A couple of points over here. The Tzlach raises the Nedev Yehuda in his Sefer Tzlach on Shas raises the following issue. How do we bring a raya to the din of Rabbi Yitzchak that at Samos Kadshim that are Mishah so that the bones that serve the nosar are metame yadayim from the fact that you have to burn the bones that are nosar? Those are two totally separate halachos. I mean, we're trying to build this model that if the bones serve the nosar, then the bones have all the same halachos as the nosar. So if you have to burn the bones just like you burn the nosar, so memela, the bones are going to be metame yadayim just like the nosar. Well, as we said before, metame yadayim is a din derabanan. By definition, metame yadayim is always a din derabanan. The idea that you have to burn nosar, that's clearly a din d'oraisa. So maybe when it comes to a din d'oraisa, that the malach, there's a din d'oraisa on the malach, on the marrow, on the meat, that you have to burn it. So midrabanan, we're going to say that the bones likewise should be burnt. But maybe even when the whole din of the malach itself is only a din d'rabanan, maybe we're not going to make another din d'rabanan on top of that. Meaning the idea that the malach is metame yaseyadayim, mehechi teisi, that I'm necessarily going to say that the bones are also so that's a tzlach's kasha, an interesting kasha. Then there's an important point, la halacha, that may emerge from here. The Arzarua is quoted by all the other Rishonim that we have a raya from our Gemara that bones are not boleya from the moach that's inside of them, even when you cook the bone with the moach. I mean, if you cook bone that has marrow in it, the bone does not absorb bleos of the marrow. How do I know that? Because what are we saying over here? That from the fact that you have to burn the bones that had marrow in it, so that's a raya that which is mishamesh the moach becomes like the moach. That which is mishamesh nosar becomes nosar. Forget about mishamesh. Tam ki iker. It has bleos of marrow in it. The bones themselves have no sir in it. And forget about being mishamesh. Elamai, why does the Gemara think that that's not enough? That the fact that it was cooked together, it's a roasted Karm Pesach, right? Let's keep in mind, Karm Pesach is roasted. So it's roasted with the bones, with the marrow in it. If the tam of the marrow went to the bones, it would be no sir in its own right. So the fact that apparently it's not no sir in its own right tells us that the bones are not balea. And says Yerzerua, Mikan, we have a klal, that klay etzem are not balea, halacha l'maisa, bone china. If something is made out of bone, then it's not balea at all. So you could use the same bone china, says the Arzarua, for milchig and fleishig and for treif and kusher, because it's simply not balea at all. Similar to the way Svardim hold about glass, and the Metzius really is about glass, that it's not balea at all. So you could use for both milchig and fleishig. So if someone takes a milchig spoon that's made out of bone, and he puts it into a kederish shel basar, even if it's ben yomo, it's a ben yomo milchik spoon, it will not aser. So now goes Mordechai Yosh, and he brings a raya from to the Arzarua from our sugya, meaning the exact raya that we said. But the Mordechai says that libo nokfo. He says I don't know about this heter of the Arzarua. It says by the parsha of Klei Midian, which is where we learn all the dinim of Hagala, which is where we learn the very concept that there could be blios and kalim that will aser the kalim. Midian, right, by Agolas Clay Midian, the Torah says, V'kol ma'ase izim, kelim that are made out of goats. What kind of kelim can you make out of a goat that would need kashering? So Rashi writes, the karnayim talpayim va'atzamos, that they'll use the horns and the hoofs and the bones to make kelim. So you see, apparently the bones are bolea because they're included in the Hagala of Clay Midian. La halacha do we paskin? The Ramah paskin in Uchlas Pesach and some Tafnun Aleph, like the Mordechai Maskana, the Clay Etzem are bolea, and they therefore require Hagala. The Marivayil paskin like the Mordechai also, the Clay Etzem are bolea, but he's further machmir. He says, but we're going to asr Hagala because Dil Machayis, that we're Choshesh, that a person is not going to want to do Hagala properly because he's afraid to break the bone china, he's afraid to ruin it. So sometimes you have a halacha like that, what it would take to kasher it, it could be kasher, but what it would take to kasher it might break it, so we're afraid a person is not going to kasher it properly. And that's what the Prichadish writes as well. The Shach in Yerodea says, like the Ramah, that it is Boleya, so it does become treif, but like the Ramah, it can in fact be kashered. So this is part of the discussion that the Achronim have when it comes to false teeth. If a person has dentures or something like that, that are made out of bone, that are made out of animal bone, sometimes when you get a dental implant, they'll use bone, sometimes even human bone, but they'll use some sort of animal bone in the dental implant. So the shaila is, do you need hagalif, let's say if they're removable, do you need hagalif, do you need a separate set for milichig and for fleshig if it's made out of bone? So there are a number of studim lahakel that the post can bring. So the first tzad lahakel is, don't forget, there is the shitas harazarua, even though we don't pass that way in Shulchan Aruch, but it exists, it's a shita of the harazarua, that it's not balei at all. So in the Tshuvas Magin Shaul, he raises that as one side, and then he says, and even the Mordechai, libo nokfo lahakel, the Mordechai says, I'm just not comfortable being makel. I see the Arzuru's raya from our Gemara, but it doesn't sound like he's absolutely rejecting the Arzuru. It sounds like he just isn't so comfortable being makel. And furthermore, he says, these bones, the bones that they make the teeth out are very, very hard bones. They're elephant bones or whatever, that they're not balea at all. Maybe they have a din of zechuchis, they have a din of glass, which is not balea. And even though the Ramah is machmir about glass, but the Ramah recognizes that it's just a chumrah, that it's not really maker adin, that it's a chumrah that we have about glass. And then he says another tzad lahakel, this is the biggest tzad lahakel of all. Well, first of all, if it becomes part of your body, then the body is not balea, right? That we assume that's a halacha, that a balei chayim are not balea. But there's no blia in balei chayim, Darkei Tshuva writes from a number of poskim. But the biggest tzad lahakel is what kind of fool is putting boiling hot things? And by the time he's putting it into his mouth, it must be good enough that he could put it into his mouth. So at that point, it's not hot enough anymore that it's going to be balea. So those are all the sudden lahakel when it comes to bone. So. Right, so Vaitu in the Gemara now. So Meisvei. So ask the Gemara that Meisvei, we learned in a Brisa, Kala, Tzamos HaKachim, Ein Tun, and Sreifa, all bones of Kachim do not need to be burnt. You could just break them and get the Moach out, and then burn the Moach and throw the bones out. Chutz Me'atzmos HaPesach, except for the bones of a Karm Pesach, Me'pnei HaTakala, because there's an Isra of Shvira Tzatzim, you're not allowed to break bones of a Karm Pesach, so you have to burn the bones together with the Moach. So the Gemara assumes, Hani Atzmos HaKidam, the Gemara says, wait a second, these bones that the Brisa is talking about, what's the case? Elim b'delespu moach. We're talking about bones that have no moach inside of them. Lamlu l'sreifa. Why would you have to burn them? You should just be allowed to throw them out. If it's just pure bone, they're not nosar. Elapshita di'ispu moach. It must be that we're talking about bones that have moach. And that's where we're distinguishing between bones of other karbanos and bones of a karban pesach. V'yisal kadai tachshimash nosar milsi. But if you're going to say that which services the nosar becomes like the nosar itself, atzamus kachim amayin tun l'sreifa. Why by other kachim, if the bones had moach inside of them, and therefore they were servicing the nosar, why is it that you're allowed to just break them open, pull the nosar out, burn that, and throw away the bones? It's servicing the nosar. It's shimush nosar. So the bones should have to be burnt. So the Gemara answers, no. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak Kachem Askinan Kol Shematz and Chalutzim. The case is you found a whole bunch of broken bones that the nosar, the moach was already removed from them, but you don't know when they removed that moach. Was was it before it became Nosar, and therefore these bones were never Meshamish the Nosar? Or was it after it became Nosar, and therefore these bones were Meshamish Nosar, and therefore have the din of Nosar? So if it's other karbanos, it's not a karban Pesach, where there's no iser of breaking the bone, so you have the right to assume that these bones were probably broken before it ever became Nosar. Because why not? They probably wanted to get all the meat out so that they could eat the meat in time, so they probably broke these bones before it ever became Nosar, and therefore these bones were never Meshamish Nosar. So lo havu shimish Nosar, and therefore lo bo shreifa, the bones are not going to need to be burnt. But at some Pesach, but if these bones are bones of a Karban Pesach, where you're not allowed to break the bones, so then you have to work with the assumption that Labasar did have a Nosar de Chaltzinu. You find a pile of broken bones where the Moach is removed. You have to work with the assumption that it's after it became Nosar that you've that they removed the Moach from these bones. Oh, then Vavalushimish Nosar. Then these bones were once Meshamish Nosar, Uba Usrefa, and therefore they're going to need to be burnt just like Nosar. That's answer number one. So again, the question was that we had a brisa that if you find a pile of bones if you find bones, then if it's other karbanos, they require shreifa. If it's karban Pesach, if it's other karbanos, they don't require shreifa. If it's karban Pesach, they do require shreifa. So we said that the case must be that there is moach in the bones. So and apparently the bones do not become like the nosar, even though they're meshamish the nosar. So rejection number one is, no, the point is, if it's other karbanos, they were never Meshamish Nosar. You assume that they were broken and the Moach was removed before it became Nosar. Answer number two, Razir Amar, Hacha Mayaskinan, Kigon Shemitza'an, Tziborin Tziborin. The case is you found piles and piles of bones, umehen chalutzin, and you looked at a few of them and you saw that they were actually opened up and the moach was removed from them, but you don't know that the whole pile is like that. You haven't inspected every single bone, so you don't know that the marrow was removed from every single bone. So that's what we say, atzmos kachim dein b'mishum shvira setzem. If it's other karbanos where there's no iser of breaking bones, then l'kulu have a chalutzu. You have the right to assume they were all broken open va'achlu, and the moach was eaten out of them, it never became Nosar, and therefore the bones were never Meshamish Nosar, Lobo Usreifa, and therefore you don't have to burn these bones. But Atzmos HaPesach, Tiesh Mishum Shvira Setzem, but if these are bones of a Karban Pesach, where there's an Isser to break the bones, Dilmahani Dechaltzinu, Lahanuch Lochaltzinu, maybe it's only the ones that you saw that were broken open, were in fact broken open, but maybe the other bones that are in this pile, you didn't have time to inspect, maybe the other bones in this pile are still intact with the Moach inside of them, and therefore Bo Usreifa, therefore they're right now, they're being Meshamish Nosar. So you're going to have to burn them. So that's the second approach. Am Rav Yudom Rav. Now Rav tells us a chiddush. Kol agidin basar, chutz megidei tzaver. All sinews of an animal have a din of basar, and you could be yotze if you in the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach if you eat them, except for the neck sinews, which apparently are very hard and have a din like an eitz. They're not considered to be basar. So tanan. So now the gemara asks on Rav from our mishnah. Hatzamos va'gidim va'nosar yisruf b'shisha asar. Hatzamos gidim and nosar all get burnt on the first, on the second day of Pesach, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So hani gidim hechidami. What kind of sinews are we talking about over here? Where we know when at the very moment when you start with this karban that these gidim are going to have to be burnt. They are by definition going to become nosar. What kind of gidim? Ilema gide basar. If we're talking about gidim that have a din of basar, so why would you burn them? Nechlinu, just eat them. Meaning the same way you eat the meat of the karban, so just eat them. Vidi tosar. And if the case is, no, of course you wanted to eat them, but they became nosar. So well then, hainu nosar. Then it's the same, meaning the Mishnah said three things. We said if you have atzamos, or gidim, or nosar. So nosar is a different category than gidim. Nosar means meat that you left over that you should have eaten but you left over. So if gidim also means meat that you should have eaten and you left over, then it's not a separate category. Elopshita gidei tzavar. No, this must be talking about the gidim of the neck, where it's impossible to eat them, and therefore you know that they're going to be burnt. So how do we see from this Mishnah against Rav? Siyam pishlam of basar ninu. If you assume that they have a din of basar of the karban, and you would be yotzei yuchiv by eating them, amtulachim by Yisrefa. That's why if you leave them over, you have to burn them. But it's very likely you're not going to eat them because they're hard and difficult to eat. Eliyam Lav Basar in Brevil, they don't even have a din of Basar to begin with. Lamlu Yisrefa, why would you have to burn them if they don't even have a din of Basar to begin with? So Rav Chista answers, no, we could be Miyashiv the Mishnah even according to Rav. The Gidei Tzavar do not require burning. You throw them in the garbage. The other Gidim have a din of Basar and should be in Lo Nitzucha L'Gid HaNoshe. When the Mishnah is telling us that there's a Gid that automatically is going to have to be burnt, that's something about the Gid HaNoshe. The Gid HaNoshe is edible. It's Roy L'Achila. It's Basar. Problem is, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noe Gela Ba'achas V'Adas Machras Shal Yamin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Isra of Gid HaNoshe Min HaTorah only applies to one of the Gid HaNoshes. There's a Gid HaNoshe on each side of the animal, but the halach only applies to one of them, and the das machras, then it must be the right one. So since Gid HaNoshe is asur min haTorah only on one side of the animal, the other one is not asur min haTorah. The other one is only asur midrabanan. So that's basar, and that really should have been eaten, but it's destined to become nosar because midrabanan, we don't eat it. So the Gid HaNoshe, that's the actual sort of Gid HaNoshe, that of course is not going to become nosar because you're not allowed to eat it to begin with. But the other one is going to become nosar. So says Gemara Ve'ela Tifshol Tzfukim Misafkel Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we can now be poshet the suffix that the Gemara has in Maseches Chulin. What Rabbi Yehuda means when he says Hadas Machraas, that it's the right gid? Does he mean that the Torah's Machriya, that it must be the right gid, or does Rabbi Yehuda just say, I don't know which one it is, but it's most logical that it would be the right gid? Because if you think about the way two people would wrestle each other, so the way the Malach must have wrestled Yaakov, so he reached with his right hand around his body, so he must have hit him on the right gid. So, but it wasn't not that we have a raya to that. So tifshut tisfukim esafkele the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we should bring a raya. Rabbi Yehuda is not really sure which gid it was, and that's why they both are going to have to be burnt. And you can't say that I'm allowed to eat one of them. Because if Rabbi Yehuda was sure that the Torah is only asking the right gid, so then just eat the left gid. Why do we assume that the left gid is automatically going to become nosar? You should be allowed to eat it. And the right gid, which is asar, that you should throw in the garbage. So lamalei sreifa. So why does the Mishnah say they have to burn the gidim? No, the case might be, you can't bring a riot to our Mishnah about Rabbi Yehuda. No, the case might be that you had both gidim and then they got mixed up. So you don't know which one is the right one, which one is the left one. So now you can't eat that. Minayin chinami. If you knew which one is the left one, just eat the left one. And the right one is not going to become the ulcer because you were never allowed to eat it in the first place. But if you don't know which is which, so now you can't eat anything. And now you're going to have to burn them both because you're going to have to assume that they're nosar. Sfasem says Gevaldika Ha'ara over here. He points out that this is a great raya to the Shitas HaRambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam writes that they would roast the Korban Pesach with the Gid HaNoshe Shebetocho, that they would not remove the Gid HaNoshe first. That's against Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid also would remove the Gid HaNoshe first. Says Sfasem, from the fact that it is a Hechitimtza, that the right Gid and the left Gid are confused for each other after the roasting of the Pesach, and you can't tell which is which, it must be that they were both roasted together with the Korban Pesach. But if you remove the Gid HaNoshe, you could tell the difference between a Gid that was roasted and a Gid that wasn't roasted. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nitzcha El Shmeinu the Gid HaNoshe. No, we're talking about the Shuman HaGid. Titan, the fat around the Gid. Titan, Yasham No Mutter. The Shuman HaGid is Mutter Min HaTorah. V'Yisrael G'dosh Min HaGamo Yisr. That's only in Issa Midra Abanon. So since on the Darais, the love that has a din of Basar, so it will become Nosar, but we're not going to eat it. So that's how you know that it's destined to become Nosar. Ravin Amar Bechitzon. Maybe we're talking about the outer Gid HaNoshe. Because Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel, Shnei Yidin Hein, Pnimi HaSamach La'etzem, Asur V'chayav Nalav, Chitzon HaSamach L'Basar, Asur V'ein Chayav Nalav. That the outer Gid is Asur only Midrabanan, so you're not going to be Chayav Malkus for it. Only the inner Gid is Asur Min HaTorah. Meaning the point is, Ravin is saying a similar idea to Ravashi, that there are certain parts that you just practically cannot eat, because there's an Issa Midrabanan, that you're not allowed to eat them. But they're not going to become Nosar Min HaTorah, because on a Dalraisa level, that you are allowed to eat them. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that the Gidin that are destined to be burned, that are automatically going to become Nosar and have to be burned. Then we mentioned Chal Shisha, so that if the 16th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so then you wait to burn the Nosar till the 17th day of Nisan. Vamai, why would you do that? Nesiasei, Vidchilosasei, we're not asking the Achrona point that we're not asking about Shabbos, we're asking about Yontif. The very halacha that you're not allowed to burn Nosar and Yontif on Shabbos, not a Shaila, you're not going to be Docha the Losasei and Asei of Shabbos, but Yontif, why isn't the Asei of burning Nosar going to be Docha the Isser of Yontif? which is not as chomer dika iser like Shabbos is. So the Gemara has four answers. So Amar Chizkiya v'chein tam debei Chizkiya Amar kol lo sir menu ad boker v'anosim menu ad boker beish tisrofu. It says the word ad boker twice. She had the phrase ad boker shein tamulomar ad boker ma tamulomar ad boker. Why does it have to say ad boker a second time? Litin lo boker sheini l'sfei fasos. The Torah telling me that sometimes you're not going to burn it on the first morning, you're going to wait till the second morning. Abayi Amar, a second answer. Amar kra olas Shabbos b'shabbato v'lo olas chol b'shabbos. You're not allowed to burn a weekday carbon on Shabbos v'lo olas chol b'yomtov nor on Yom Tov. So it's a pasuk that teaches me that you're not allowed to burn the nosar of carbon on Yom Tov, of a weekday carbon on Yom Tov. Then carbon Pesach is a weekday carbon. It's from Erev Pesach. Rava Amar, third answer. Amar kra hu levado yeyosel lachem. Who velo machshirav levado tells me velo mila shalom bezmana haba mikal v'chomer, that who tells me that you, what are you allowed, what kind of malach are you allowed to do on Yom Tov, that which is ochel nefesh, but not machshirei ochel nefesh that you could have done mibod yom, that's not going to be doche Yom Tov. And levado tells me that only ochel nefesh doche Yom Tov, but not a mila shalom bezmana, a mila after the baby's already eight days old. Why do I need to be told this? Because it's a halacha that comes from a kal v'chomer that mila Shalom Bismana is it should have been Doche Yom Tov because it's Doche Tzara'as, and Tzara'as is Doche the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and Avodah's Beis HaMikdash is Doche Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I would think Kal V'chomer that a Mila would be Doche Shabbos and Yom Tov even if it's Shalom Bismana. That's why I need a Pasuk to tell me. So we see from there that any mitzvah that's not Zmana over is not going to be Doche Yom Tov. So Sreifas Kachem is also not Doche Yom Tov. And then the Gemara's final answer is Rav Ashi Amar, the fourth and final answer, Shabbos and Yom Tov Aseihu. You think Yom Tov is only a Los Aseih? Yom Tov is also a mitzvah saseh. Vein aseh docha lo saseh vaseh. And aseh cannot be docha lo saseh vaseh. So granted, there's a mitzvah saseh of burning noser, but it's not going to be docha both the lo saseh and aseh of Yom Tov. So that's a question in the Rishonim, how that works. Really, it's just that the Ritva points out, the aseh is just not docha another aseh. You just don't know which one. So it's just l'rav chedemil, so we mentioned it's not docha lo saseh. It wouldn't even be docha a regular aseh. But the question is how it works. Is it that the aseh is docha the lo saseh, but you're still left with the other aseh? Or it's that the aseh is not, when you have something that's both a los aseh vaseh, that's a symbol that it's such a strong iser that the aseh would not be dochid at all, and therefore you would still be in violation of los aseh nafkamina lemalchus. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. No shir on Matzai Shabbos, because we do have a daf from last cycle. Okay.